Welcome to the Talk Over podcast, a conversational platform for the DJs, by the DJs, brought to you by Double and Stylus.
Swag.
Tune in every week to hear us talk about all the things we see, hear and experience as DJs. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel by simply searching Talk Over podcast on either Spotify or Apple Music.
Hashtag Talk Over podcast, DJ Double and DJ Stylus.
Inside the ride.
On your airwaves. There you go. I didn't say in the building this time. I said on the airwaves.
On the airwaves. On the veranda.
Yeah, that's dead. Airwaves is dead. I prefer saying in the building.
Yeah, we're in the building, fam. We're in the building. What's going on, cuzzy?
All good, mate.
How's my bro?
Do you wanna hear another cool story before we get into this week's topic?
Come on, tell me a story, fam. Story time.
I was playing on Monday night at my club, right, my residency, and some guy came up to me and, no lie, spent about 5 minutes trying to convince me how sick it would be to play the national anthem.
Oh my
God. He started his sentence by saying, "Oh bro, can you play God Save the Queen?" And there's me thinking, like, shit, is this some like new drill tune that I haven't heard of or something? Like, is there some sick song that I haven't heard of yet called God Save the Queen? Oh, and I was like,
days.
Who's it by? And he goes, well, it's the national anthem. And I was like, what? And it's like, you know, the national anthem, like the British national anthem. Can you play it?
Was he gassing it? Sounds like he was gassing it, bro.
I was shocked. No, cause he was like, because honestly, if I'd been like, nah, that's dead, and then he'd walked off, I'd have been like, yeah, it's definitely a dare. But I was like, bruv, it's a club. Why the fuck would I play the national anthem? And honestly, I'm not even bullshitting, bruv.
Some places would play it though, G. Some places would.
he spent 5 minutes trying to persuade me to play it. I'm not even bullshitting, bro. I was jumping in and out of the mix and he still stood there trying to talk in my ear about playing God Save the Queen.
Dead.
Fuck.
Dead.
And then the other thing is, yeah, so 10 minutes later, some girl comes up to the DJ box and she's like, oh, do me a favour. Can you tell everyone in the club to subscribe to my OnlyFans page?
For real?
Yeah, I promise you, brother. I swear on my life. And I was like,
I respect that still.
I was like, what? And she goes, yeah. I can't remember what her name was. Maddie something or what? Maddie Louise or something.
This guy, it sounds like you subscribed, mate. Don't gas it.
Yeah, I did. No, I didn't. I didn't. I promise you. But yeah,
I don't even know what OnlyFans is. I don't even know what it is. Is it like some fucking soft porn site or something?
I think it's Snapchat, but for Pornhub, basically. Like, if you want to do like porn, but then you pay. I think you. Yeah, but I think you pay. So see, like, it's basically see what Mixcloud Select are doing, but for Pornhub.
Okay.
Pay to get your subscribers up and stuff like that. I think that's
Mixcloud Select might do a bit better if they add something like that in there.
Oh gosh, OnlyFans, Mixcloud OnlyFans.
I'm only joking. I take that back.
Oh, you took that bet real quick, innit? Imagine if you log on later and your account's just gone. Or no, worse than that, they just delete all your followers.
Bro.
Leave you with six followers left on Stylus's Mixcloud.
Mate, I got to be honest, I've not even touched Mixcloud for about 2-3 weeks, something. I've not even been on there.
You've been a busy boy, mate.
What's that?
I said you've been a busy boy.
Yeah, I'm in recovery mode, mate. I'm not going to lie. I'm in recovery mode. Obviously, we spoke last week about the event and that on the last podcast, and it happened.
Yeah. How did it go?
Yo, it went sick, bro. It went really well, man. Like, we sold out. The vibes was mad. All the DJs lit it up. Like, everyone smiling, good energy. Gal twerking, legs in the air, man them, slapping batties and that. Everyone just having fun. Like,
yes.
Yo, it was actually sick, man. So I overly drank as well. I overly drank, so I've been damaged, mate. I'm not even going to lie. The first 2 days of this week, Monday, Tuesday, I wasn't even moving like a human. I was out.
So,
everything ran smooth, man. Back in the game, G. It ran smooth. Everything went well. The feedback has been better than I thought it was going to be, man. Like, honestly, I've not done an event where at the end of it I look back and I've got nothing to like complain about.
Yeah, that's it.
Swear down. But I think that's because of the amount of time I've been doing it. And like, I've ran around the block a million times with events. So this one, I semi-knew exactly what I wanted to do and how to go about it. So,
yeah.
All the mistakes that could have been made, I already ironed them out and made them in previous ventures, innit? So this one, there was no way I was going to make any kind of same mistakes and whatnot. So, yeah, man. It was nice. Lit.
Flawless.
It was lit. Good Stardust shit. Got smashed. Reckless killed it. DJK killed it. Day Day hosted the thing, and he brought the vibes, man. So, yeah, I'm happy, bruv. I'm very, very happy.
Good shit. Can't complain. On to the next one.
On to the next one, G. October the 26th.
Nice. B-Day.
B-Day shenanigans.
Good times. So what are we chatting about today then, man? You got a topic.
Yeah, today we're talking... Bro, to be fair, I just mentioned about Mixcloud then, innit? And, like, I've not been on there for, like, 3 weeks. And there's a reason, man. And this and this is the reason. I just feel like... For me personally, like, that DJ mixes are semi-losing, like, their weight a little bit. Like, I don't know what it is, yeah. So, obviously, Mixcloud Select has launched. And then I look around the landscape of like, the UK DJ circuit, and everybody's blasting out mixes, whether it's weekly mixes, monthly mixes, artist mixes. And, like, in my opinion, I just feel like the whole thing has just been oversaturated to the point
100%,
where...
100%, yeah.
It's all just blending into one big mess. Like, obviously, there's some good shit out there, but there's so much stuff out there now. Like, the good shit's getting lost.
Yeah.
It's like, for me, like, I put a little thing out on Instagram start of the week and asking... I'll tell you what I put. So I wrote, is the art of DJ mixes dying out? Has it got to the point where it's just been overly saturated and absolutely rinsed to the bone? And, like, with the current state of streaming... Like, the ease of being able to listen to any song whenever you want to listen to it, Spotify, Apple Music, etc., with just a click of a finger, is that kind of overrunning, like, where we're at? Do you know what I mean? And then the fact that there's so much shitty mixes out there too.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask the people what they thought, innit? Like, is DJ mixing dying out, man? Like, people putting out mixes. I remember when Ruski started doing his weekly stuff, and he was banging, and then Bear Man kind of followed suit. But like, no one really got to that wave that Ruski got to, because he started the thing, do you know what I mean? But
yeah,
like,
yeah,
I feel like now everyone is I was doing it, bruv. I was doing weekly mixes every week for like 2-3 years, and now I'm at the point, like, is it even worth it now?
So
do
the
people
thing
even care anymore?
The thing I feel about it, yeah, is on a massive part, the quality of the mixes is super low. There's no...
Yep.
There's no innovation. There's no... Literally, people are just playing one song and then another song and then another song and then another song. I'm not even hearing beat juggling in mixes. I'm not hearing any kind of creativity at all. It's literally dump it in your Serato.
The current top 20 for that week.
That's it. The track selection is all the same. But not only that, like, the thing is, yeah, I feel like I can take the top 20 track selection and do a madness with it, because I know I'm building mashups and I'm doing beat juggling. I'm taking acapellas and flipping them up. Yep. Do you know what I mean? Doing all sorts of creative stuff if I've only got the top 20 to work with. But what I feel that people are doing is they're just taking the top 20 and they're just mixing. And then they're doing it in, like, I'm not even talking about specific names here. I'm talking about in general. I'm hearing it so, so much that people that are doing weekly mixes, or people that are not even weekly mixes, just a vast majority of mixes. And I'm talking about mixes on Mixcloud that I come across, mixes that I'm just hearing, mixes, even guest mixes on radio, bruv. Do you know what I mean? When you're given a national platform...
Have people got lazy? Is that what it is? Have people got lazy with it?
I think it is. I think it's a mixture. I think half the people haven't got the talent. They don't have the gift for knowing how to do it, and half the people are lazy. I feel like if DJs are doing it on a weekly basis, then the first 3 months or so might be absolute fire. But then where they get complacent with doing it, oh, I've got another weekly mix, they just get lazy with it, bruv. And the problem is, that's for one reason. I've mentioned it before. That's why I really only do one major mix a year. I do obviously like little guest mixes and little spot mixes here and there, but my one mix of the year, my summer mixtape, bruv, I go in. It's like super creative. Do you know what I mean? Wordplay, blends, the whole lot. And that's because I've built 12 months worth of energy for that mix, and I spend literally 48 hours, maybe more, planning the track list, making sure that I've got all of the different stems and instrumentals and acapellas and everything that I need for every single song. Half it don't even get used, but I spend a lot of time finding all of that stuff so that when it comes to doing the mix, I can actually put it together. Do you know what I mean? And like properly construct some crazy super mix.
And that's, if you're not doing nothing for a whole year, bro. Wow. If I didn't do a mix for a whole year, then it comes to sitting down. The bro, planning track exactly. list, the track list will be about 9,000 songs deep.
Bro, and it usually is. Do you know what I mean? Like this year's summer mix, I'm not even joking. I had a folder with over 300 songs in there. And I had to obviously cut it down. And I usually do like a 90 minute mix, but this year it was over 2 hours because there's so much good music. But my this is the thing as well, like I put it out there. When I dropped the mix, I was like, yo, this is the best summer mix you're going to hear this year. Like, I just put it out there because I was that confident that my energy went into making the best possible mix. And
I need to check it out still. I've not even listened to it yet. I'm slacking, bro.
Yeah, well,
and that's, and this is another reason I've not listened to it, because there's so many mixes out there, bro.
That's the thing.
So I'm just like, oh, my phone's ringing while I'm on the pod clock. Oh, my God.
On the pod clock.
Right, we'll leave that in. I can't answer that yet.
Oversaturate, yes, there's so many mixes.
Yeah, there's just so many, bruv. Like, that's probably one of the reasons why I've not even checked too many. Like, I only did 2 mixes this summer. Not like, obviously, before that I was doing weeklies. And now I'm just like, after 170 weekly mixes or something, I was just like, bruv. And then obviously Mixcloud announced the select, which then made it harder to get people to subscribe. And yeah, people that don't subscribe can only listen to it so many times in a couple of weeks. And now I'm like, I can't get my 36,000 people to subscribe overnight. So now these people all of a sudden are restricted on how they listen to my stuff. So I'm like, now I'm looking at other avenues to push my shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, yo, check this, right? Jaloo John hit me up, manager of Jaloo. This guy should have been
avid,
a DJ.
Avid listener of the podcast. Big up, John.
Yeah, 100. He should be a DJ, bro. So my man put, I think that more work needs to be put into the mixes to be significant. If people are just beat matching the Who We Be Spotify playlist, then it's dead vibes.
Thank you.
There should be blends, edits, remixes that make the listener excited, interested, and take notice. It's hard with track selection, as the most popular tracks are that for a reason. They are the best songs usually, and are also the most listened to, so becoming boring real quick.
Yeah,
I think the weekly thing is dead now, but there's still scope for mixes if they have more about them. So I replied, I was like, John, you should have been a DJ, G.
100%. Oh, you know what, John's going to be a guest on the podcast one time, because he's got a lot of stuff to say, actually. We definitely got to get John on. But no,
he's raising a very valid point, man. Like, spot on. And that's a club manager. Like, my man, no, bruv, I'd love to work under him full time.
I'll be honest, bruv. Like, knowing what I know about John, yeah, I'd rather listen to one of John's mixes than majority of DJ mixes that are out right now. Do you know what I mean?
Do you think places like DJ City and that have made it easy for man to go about the week? They don't even fully live and breathe music like, say, me or you do, where we're on it every day digging out new stuff, and then end of the week they'll go on DJ City, download current 20 bangers for that week, boom, this is this week's mix, without even really absorbing what's out there, what is really going on, and 100%. just flinging songs together in a BPM, not even trying to make it blend.
We had that conversation when we spoke about the record pools on that particular episode. And it is like DJ City is an amazing place with some great tools. Like, it's got 100%. The fact that they dump up clean edits, acapellas sometimes, do you know what I mean? Like, all different tools and stuff for people to use is amazing. But the problem is, it's stopping people. Like, no, it's not stopping people, but people are using that as an excuse to not search for music. Bruv, if DJ City stopped tomorrow, do you realise how many DJs would be fucked in a month's time?
Man, trust me.
They wouldn't know what to do. They'd be spun upside down.
Yeah.
Like, they would have no idea where to get music from. And not only that, like, I won't say no one, because there are actually a lot of DJs that are doing this, but the majority are not finding new artists and putting them in a mix. If I'm doing a mix, I will guarantee you, like my summer mix, for example, there's artists that are not, the most popular in there, and there's songs that you might have never heard in there amongst all the popular ones. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Because it's not just about playing obvious bait songs that everybody hears all day.
You've got to give it your own flex in it, man. Like, I'll always try and throw, to be fair, mainly with me, it's always Manny stuff, because we're not fully out there like that yet. People are still picking up on it, but I've always championed Manny stuff in my mixes, and 100%. Now, but there's been a resurgence in it. People are plugging in now, but I have always fluttered the local artist stuff in with the biggest shit and tried to put it on the radar, and now obviously Manny on us now.
But so. I get my knowledge of Manny music comes like in part through your mixes. I listen to your mixes because I know I'm gonna hear exactly what I've just said. Like, you do fuck about with the songs, and also you add stuff that I don't know. Do you know what I mean? And like, I'm out here doing things with music. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm here, I am discovering new music, I am finding new artists, but I'll listen to your mix and hear a song I've never heard in my life. And that, for me, as a music fan and as a music lover, that excites me. Do you know what I mean? Like, listening to a song that bangs. And plus, because you and I have very similar music tastes as well, so I know 9 times out of 10, if you've put in a new song in there, I'll be in the gym listening to your mixes and I'm just like, yo, which song is this? Like, who's this? Sick. Okay, do you know what I mean? Like, and that's what I enjoy about it. But that's why I don't listen to a vast majority of other people's mixes anymore, because
I feel like when go on.
Well, because exactly that, they don't go on the discovery path. They're not out there to. It's like, basically, it's like a radio show that they're doing, but they're not talking. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. I can hear every single song they put in there. I can hear on Capital Extra if I listen for 2 hours.
That's
do you know what I mean? And there's no creativity, and that is why, that coupled with the fact that everyone's dropping every week now, that is where it's all getting lost and why people are getting bored, I think. Because there's no flavour.
I've got a good shout here from DJ Melstar. Yeah, he's from, I swear he's from Birmingham. If I've got that wrong, he's going to kill me, fam. He actually came to one of my spots in Manning the other week. He hit me up, right? What I've noticed is that it's so overly saturated that it's lowered the bar 1,000,000%, right?
Yeah.
There's so much out there now that the quality control isn't there. Your average consumer doesn't actually recognise a hard DJ when they hear one. They'll just jump on the bandwagon and say a DJ is unreal because everyone else is.
Yeah.
You can see it when you see some of the routine DJs uploading, which require next to no skill, but yet people will be in the comments like, yo, this is sick. Just because 100 odd other people have said the same thing.
Yeah.
He said, that's just my observation, though.
Like, right, so that's a fact.
Bro, this is what I said the other day. People are celebrating mediocre shit now. Like, I'm seeing man go, I'm not even trying to hate on people's hustle, yeah? Everybody's getting theirs. That's cool, but this is one of the problems. Man are putting up the most basic beat match, and it's being celebrated. That's the kind of shit you should be doing in your bedroom before you even step to the club.
Yeah.
Like, the beat matching is the first thing.
The man very first thing.
I had that unlock when I was 14, bruv. Do you know what I mean? It's like.
Yeah.
But then, if people are celebrating that, then the bar's going to stay there. Do you know what I mean? But then I'll see Q-Ball put up a fucking champion.
Ooh.
Next level. You see his new thing?
Yeah. What, I only saw like a short video on Twitter, I think I saw it, or maybe Instagram, actually.
Bro. Listen, then I see something like that. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, that's the level. Do you know what I mean? Like, but yeah, Melstar, the point, man. I think that's what it is. There's that much out there now. The bar has dropped. Like,
yeah, definitely, man. I think that the great point raised there is that you're right. People celebrate mediocre mixes and like sub. Oh, I'm wondering how to say it, actually, where I'm going with this. So, but yeah, people celebrate like very basic stuff just because everyone else celebrates it. And.
Yep.
Rusky's a very good example of this because, and the good thing is I've actually had this conversation with Rusky himself, so I'm not bitching or nothing. Like, Rusky admitted in the conversation, he even said it. I think you were there. He was like,
I swear that was when we was in New York, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah. We were in New York and we were talking about scratching and stuff, and I basically asked him about doing scratching and things like that in his mixes, and he said that he's not very good at scratching at the time. I mean, he might have improved.
I remember the conversation.
He may have improved because this was like 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago. But
yeah,
his part of the conversation was basically he said he's not the most technical DJ and he relies a lot on just selecting the bangers, basically. He puts big tunes in there. But what he does do is he does actually have certain tunes. Like here and there, he'll sprinkle in one or two of his own songs that he likes that aren't like proper bait songs
into the mixes. Yep.
And that's what I like about what he does there. But it's a perfect example of, I don't think the crowd and the general listeners care that much for proper technical ability, because they're just following what everyone else is saying is cool. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's just in urban music where this DJ mixing's a problem? Right, check this, yeah? Super Tilly hit me up, right? You know my guy, innit?
Yeah.
He hit me up and was like, I think that especially in urban mixes, there's oversaturation, because 90% of the mixes are very low skill level. My man put clanging, cringy mashups, blends, offbeat scratching, if any, and just a ton of name drops and smash effects. Though I myself do a monthly mix, I always try to dig a bit deeper, keep the blends in key, and incorporate tricks, scratching, wordplay. Like, yeah. Is it just the urban thing? I can't comment on other genres because I'm not fully sure what the mix circuit is like when it comes to.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I mean,
whatever.
I kind of imagine there's that it might just be with the urban stuff, because if you think about like drum and bass and stuff like that, drum and bass and house, they don't really have all the elements of the music that we do. So they, like, there's some house songs that literally are just a fucking kick drum and a snare, do you know what I mean? And then a little wobbly bass and stuff like that. So they don't have that thing. I mean, there's stuff that they can do with it, like double drops and in drum and bass in particular, they do that sort of stuff. But I've never heard of a house DJ beat juggling or anything like that. Or I've never heard a drum and bass, I'm not saying it hasn't happened, but I've never heard it, a drum and bass DJ beat juggling or a techno DJ beat juggling. Do you know what I mean? I think for them, it is about track selection. But the good thing for those scenes in particular, especially drum and bass, they've managed to keep it very protected. Like the drum and bass scene, with the odd exception, hasn't been very commercialized. Does that make sense? True. So it's never had mass appeal to the DJs. You don't find like every single DJ wants to be a drum and bass DJ, because the top 40 isn't dominated by drum and bass DJs. And the club circuit for drum and bass is very well protected. You don't get to the top unless they let you get to the top. Do you know what I mean? If they bring you in, and I'm talking about the people like Andy C, and do you know what I mean? Like, I can't even
the legends.
Ring off like Fantasy and all the big, legendary drum and bass DJs that are still doing it now. And it's because they've kept their scene very, very protected. It's quite clicky to a certain extent. Do you know what I mean? And then every now and then you'll get producers and stuff that rise through the ranks because they drop like a banger, and then they manage to break through into that circuit. But for the most part, it's very sheltered and very protected, and they've not commercialized it. And a drum and bass rave is sick. You could go to a drum and bass rave.
I've never been to one.
They're wicked, because everyone's there for the music. The music is still the top quality. Do you know what I mean? Okay. And like, it's not watered down or anything. Like I say, it's not commercialized, and it hasn't generally hasn't gone top 40. You've got people like Sigma and stuff like that that do produce top 40 records, but then those kind of songs you don't hear at like a proper drum and bass rave. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
The equivalent of that is like hearing fucking like Nelly Hot in Here at like a real hip hop night. Do you know what I mean? It's not gonna happen. And that's what I feel the drum and bass scene's like. They keep it very, very well protected.
I wonder if, because of the current state of urban music now, the way it's all over the charts, like how popular it is, like it never used to be like this 10, 15 years ago. I wonder if that's played a part in like the resurgence of how many DJs are out there doing it, and whether that's played a part in everything being oversaturated because the music's never been so popular. Some of these hip-hop R&B tunes now, it's not bordering pop music, but it's in the pop limelight with the amount of people it's reaching, charting. All the radio stations are playing these things now. I wonder if that has helped.
I think it's a mixture of things. I think it's the fact that the technology has made it so easy to become a DJ now.
And the
fact that the internet has made everything accessible. Like you said earlier, you can literally, if I wasn't a DJ yet and I wanted to do a club set tomorrow night, I'd just go on Spotify, look at the Who We Be playlist, download all of those songs from DJ City, and then I go and just match the BPMs and just play. Do you know what I mean? So I think like, I feel like that plays a massive part. The fact that the music we have been championing for 10, 12, 13, 14 years is now the popular genres. Like, I think that's just a case of, that's where the trend's gone. Do you know what I mean? The music's got so good here that it's built up its own scene. So I think the amount of urban, you can't really call it urban anymore because it's just UK music, isn't it? But the amount of DJs playing this stuff, I feel like had house music done the equivalent, had house music become like the super popular genre, majority of them would be doing house music, or using drum and bass again as an example. If that had replaced what all the rappers are doing now, and drum and bass was dominating the charts, I feel like majority of these guys would be drum and bass DJs now. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, interesting. I don't even know what to do going forward now with this mixed stuff. Like, I'll tell you now, bruv, the vote swayed in let me have a look. Let me get it up. What was the final result?
He had a bit of a Brexit result, innit?
The final result was yes, 55%, no, 45%. So 55%
think
the art of mixes is that the art of DJ mixes is dying out.
Say that again. Yes was in favour of what, Spotify playlists?
The art of DJ mixes dying out, bruv.
Right. Yeah.
55%. And when I say like the people that voted on this, bro, a lot of respectable DJs, promoters, producers, like people from all up and down the country. A lot of the people that said no were more upcoming DJs, people out on the mix grind now. Like, it was an interesting one, bro. It's more the people with more experience and that have been out and done a lot more that were saying yes to the younger kids, the newer people. And then people that listen to mixes, like people that I know listen to my mixes or other people's mixes, were clicking to the no. So it's an interesting one, bro. Like,
yeah.
It's an interesting one, bruv. And now I'm up in arms now. Where does it go moving forward? Like, I can keep putting mixes out to my following, which is there, but in regards to exposure and drawing in new people, are you really gonna be pulling these numbers in now with so much shit being out there?
Yeah, so it's bruv, interesting.
You've got Mixcloud now. It's a million mixes a week, fam.
Oh, a billion mixes a week, bruv. A billion. Like, and the problem is, what Mixcloud have done with Mixcloud limiting the amount of plays that people can listen within a 2-week span, the problem is Mixcloud themselves have put a shelf life on mixes. So, for example, last year, my summer mix did really good numbers for my Mixcloud, right? And that's because I noticed for the first month it was out, people were restreaming, and that was basically like first couple of months, to be honest, it was the soundtrack to their pretty much their summer. Do you know what I mean? But this time round, the numbers, I've got like about 20% of the numbers of last year's, because people have streamed it twice, let's say twice or three times in 3 days, and now they can't stream it anymore because they've used up their quota, and they're not subscribing because I don't put enough content out on there for them to subscribe. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, now that mix for them, they can't listen to it anymore, so they're just going to move on. Do you know what I mean? So that's where it's just given the mix a shelf life, and I feel like
To be fair, I think the fact that DJs are putting out so much stuff every week is another reason why it's not got a shelf life, because they know, yo, next week, oh, it's a new thing.
Yeah.
Like, we can throw that onto the back burner now. We've got something fresh. And like, I kind of shot myself in the foot doing that myself, because I was doing weeklies for so long. People just knew at the end of that week, it's a new thing, so I don't even need to really check that no more.
I think that's where mine differs as well, is where I can get good numbers on my mix, because I only do the one big mix a year. Like, bruv, in February, I'll still be shooting out links to people. If they're like, oh, have you got a mix? Yeah, cool, here's my summer mix. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I like to think I'm so forward thinking with it that a lot of the songs will still be relevant in February. Rather than just chucking in. And that's the thing, that's another thing that a lot of DJs are doing, is they're just literally, there's no quality control in terms of the music, because they're not just getting the most popular ones. They're just grabbing whatever drops that week just to fill a gap. And they're not siphoning it, and they're not taking time to select, okay, well, that's a banger. They just think, yeah, well, that one will do, that one's the right BPM, that'll do, chuck it in, boom, and then off they go. There's no like again, going back to there's no flavour, there's no like personal
no
taste.
Swag on these, there's no swag there no more. I got to the point where I was like, every week I'd do the mix, but then I wasn't finding enough good music. So I started fluttering in classic jams and like one or two curveballs, old school, to make up for the quality, because like you say, there wasn't not every week is there's good enough music there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then sometimes you put a song on so early that man would just skip over it, and then 6 months later it's their favourite banger.
Exactly, and it's not in your mix 6 months later because you put it in 6 months before.
You've already rinsed it. You get me?
Like, exactly.
And obviously now part of this debate was Spotify and stuff is so easy now, so you can go and pick all your favourite songs and put them in a playlist, and you got your own DJ mix.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you want to flick to the next song, flick it. Like, it's too easy now. Unless really want that gassy DJ mix where it's all blended and it's presented nice and it sounds good, but I think the way the world's going with streaming now is people just want a click of a button, fam, and they can listen to exactly what they flipping want.
That's the thing. I think there are DJ fans out there that do listen for that specific thing. They don't want individual songs. They want to see what the DJ can do with it, and they want to hear like the creativity behind the mix.
Yep.
But at the same time, the majority of listeners, the non-DJ people that just listen to mixes, they're happy with streaming now. They're happy with just getting their songs. Plus, they can select. They can listen to one song. Halfway through, they can cut it to their next song. They can listen to that song again if they want to, or two or three times. Then they can cut to their favourite song. They can cut to an old school. They're in charge, song by song, and it's so easy to get.
DJ Swerve put, "Gotta keep the art alive." That's all they put.
Yeah, shouts to Swerve, man.
Big up Swerve, man. Like, yo, all this talking, it's making me want to do a gangster mix.
Get on it, bro. You need to do it, man. You need to do it. Put it out there.
I know.
And have put. You can have the cover as a tombstone, or not, a graveyard, and basically on every
with loads of DJs in it.
Yeah, exactly. On every tombstone, write a different DJ's name. Bury some Clarts.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So anyway, man,
the general consensus is that mixes are. It was close, but it split down the middle. The older generation, the more experienced kids are saying it's dying. Yeah. The younger kids, the more of the newer DJs on the block are saying that it's not. So
I think the next thing, and this is already in play, but I think the next most important thing personally for DJs, I think the thing is going to be having powerful playlists. So like, I just started this thing on Spotify. Basically, it is a playlist where every single day I'm going to add a new song that I think people absolutely have to hear. And so it's just going to be a growing project. It's got 10 in there at the moment, and obviously in a year's time it's going to have 365 in there, and then just dope songs that I think are absolutely sick. Do you know what I mean? So then you can go on there and you can listen to what I'm listening to, but just as individual songs. So,
bro, do you know what? Yeah, what we predicted on our podcast like a year ago, with the playlists and all that taking over in the club, DJ mixes getting drained out, Spotify playlists coming through. It's only a matter of time, G, before man are playing Spotify playlists in the dance.
Oh, mate, don't. They're streaming. I know there's streaming available. In fact, actually, DJ City just or Beatport, as they now are, they just allowed the streaming. You can stream directly from Beatport through Rekordbox, can't you? And SoundCloud. Yep. SoundCloud and Rekordbox. SoundCloud, sorry, and Beatport through Rekordbox. So you just have instant songs there. And obviously, we spoke about the fact that Serato has Tidal and SoundCloud streaming available. Mm-hmm, so it's all mad. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a double-edged sword, mate, to be honest. But yeah, going back to the DJ mixes, I think the solution is you lot stop being shit and put out some cool
mixes.
Step
your game up, man.
Step your game up, motherfuckers.
Step your fucking game up, man. I'm only joking.
It's got aggressive so quickly. I'll fucking kill you.
Oh, it's gas.
But yeah, so I think like the solution is basically like, no, there is no solution. Who am I kidding?
There isn't a solution.
I'm
going
to say there's a solution, because I will tell you exactly what I would say to do, but then there's going to be a bunch of DJs that can't be asked, and they just keep putting out the top 40 or the top 20 records. And
are people chasing the numbers, the charts, and not really focusing on the actual quality of it?
I think it's a snowball effect.
I know I used to do that. I used to do it, bro. So I used to chase numbers.
Here's the thing. But here's the thing, right? So do you remember when Jay-Z came out and said that he never wrote a single lyric down?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then after that, did you notice that loads and loads of rappers started coming out with songs saying, oh yeah, I never write anything down. But the songs are fucking garbage, bro. That Jay-Z saying that one thing birthed an entire generation of shit rappers because everyone thought, oh, Jay-Z's well, if I don't... technically it is. But because Jay-Z said that, so many of these rappers are suddenly like, oh, well, I don't need to write anything down because then if I just freestyle it, I'll sound like Jay-Z. Wrong. Yeah. And I feel like that, in a way, has happened in the DJ mix community. Do you know what I mean? They hear like one or two mixes from, I'm not going to say any names. I'm not aiming at anyone specifically, but I mean, any of the top DJs that just do an average mix maybe. And then all the younger guys see, shit, he got 100,000 on that mix and it's not even that great.
Yeah.
Like, 100,000 plays, I mean. And it's not even that great. So it means I can just do a not even great one. Just a real basic, simple 8-bar intro, 8-bar outro mixes. And I'll get 100,000 rather than putting all the techers into it. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's the problem, is that a lot of the mixes out there that have got great numbers aren't super creative. They're not amazing. They're just average. And then everyone hears that, sees they're doing great numbers and thinks, oh, that's how high the bar is then. Cool, that's what I'll do. Do you know what I mean? So I think that's part of the problem. But,
fuck
yeah,
it.
I just
fuck
think
all
like,
mixes.
Fuck all mixes.
Fuck
I think,
all
I mean,
playlists.
fuck music. Bollocks to it. Just I'm going to be a chef.
Fuck every DJ. A joke. I'm gassing.
Wait until you
bro,
see
I lost the residency
cover.
This week, so I'm pissed off, innit?
I'm
not having a good time. We need to do a podcast on man-nem learning how to behave in the rave.
Yeah, go on. Elaborate on that just quickly.
Well, I lost my biggest gig of the week, innit? My Saturday residency even, because a couple of man-nem just couldn't behave.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not
going
to go into
yeah.
details, but some shit popped off. And now there's all sorts of restrictions and licensing rules. And one of the best spots in Manny, bro, literally, it's one of the number one spots in our city, is gone overnight.
Lock
just like
off.
That. So I launched tonight, big success. In the same 24 hours, lost my main residency.
Yeah, bastards.
So,
but
bit of a
the timing's a blessing, bro, because now you've launched the night, innit? Now you've launched the night, and like last week's podcast, we were talking about DJs having their own events. So you've launched the night. You've now got your own event, which is a success. I'm coming up to Manchester on October 26th to come and shell down the birthday shilling.
Are we putting
the date out there, by the way? Is the date out there yet?
26th of October, man. It's out there.
There you go. I did just say it, but I wasn't sure. I didn't want to snitch.
It's cool. But, I know, but do you know what it is, bro? It's just flipping... Like, it's great launching the event and that, but you need them residencies in it. You need your bread and butter, man. And just It caught me flat-footed. The industry's unstable, man. Me and Dan Hills had a deep chat about this last week, and we were saying the same thing. And within a week, I lost the spot, and he hit me up. He's like, "Bro, what the fuck?" Like, we've just literally had this conversation. I was like, "Bro,
like, it's say, a mad like, one, bro." Because it
everyone
is,
thinking
it
I've got fired and that, bro, and it's not the case. Like, the spot was popping. I'm talking one in, one out, 200-300 people queuing up outside, all of that. The success of the place is what shot it in the foot.
Yeah. So, it's a problem, man. I mean, that is definitely a Podclart episode where we need to talk about people misbehaving.
I call it a Podclart, you know.
Oh, bro, you know, I do it because we say it on the phone so often. I'm just doing it by fucking habit now. Calling it a Podclart.
On a positive note, another positive, in the same week, I got voted as best mixed DJ in Manchester. I'm up for an award.
Rubbish,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, man. So I lost tonight, lost the residency, and got put up for best mixed DJ in Manny.
Good shit.
I've had a bit of an emotional roller coaster of a week, bro.
Yeah, I haven't. Yeah. I've been sat down, not really doing much. But anyway, that's another story.
That's great.
But yeah,
and that's it, bro. You know, that's my point. I've not got much more to say. I don't want to end up ranting too tough. But yeah, DJ mixes, are they dying? Half of the UK says they are, half say they ain't.
Half
Brexit
the UK.
All over again.
This is Brexit all over again. The same
DJ
people
Brexit.
Voted on Stylist's poll, 52-48.
It was close.
I think it's interesting. I'm gonna see, because I'm not really gonna put loads of energy behind pushing this Spotify playlist, but I have a feeling it's gonna do better numbers than my Mixcloud does.
Okay. You don't get numbers on a playlist though.
No, you do. I mean, in terms of followers, I think this is going to
build
up.
Okay.
Followers. But the just to finish off, I think it's interesting in what's the end game for playlists on Spotify. I've got a plan for mine in terms of building it up to certain numbers. I'm not going to reveal the plan right now, because just in case someone yoinks it out from under my feet and does it and it doesn't work for me. game's like. But I will reveal my plan if it looks like it's working, and then I'll put it out there for all to share. But I just want to pilot it and see if it works. But yeah, I'm interested to know, because personally, I think I'm going to be more successful if this plan works with the Spotify playlist than I am over the last 4 years putting out mixes on Mixcloud. Maybe even longer. Okay. Might be 5 years. But yeah, okay. I think the Spotify playlist is going to be more successful. But we'll see.
I feel like that's where the game's at right now, isn't it? But is it going to get to the point in a year's time where every fool is doing a playlist?
Yeah, like, I think it will. Gonna, I think it will. Because
now the DJ pendulum will swing and everyone will move over that way.
Well, that's the thing. It's going to have the same pattern. What will happen is the playlists will become so popular. Someone, hopefully me, will blow up off of a playlist somehow. Do you know what I mean? They'll get massive off the fact that their playlist has got power. And then what everyone will see is, shit, he got big off a Spotify playlist. Well, in that case, I need a Spotify playlist to succeed. Do you know what I mean? And it's not like there's no sort of innovative thought behind it or nothing.
Q-Ball hit me up about the play. He hit me up and he was talking about the playlists, and he had a good point. Let's have a look.
I feel if Q-Ball, I'm going to look it up, man. If Q-Ball's got
Q-Ball's a playlist. Q-Ball's got a playlist. Yeah, he's had one for time called shit. What was it called? I can't remember, but he's had one for a minute. But he put about mixes unless it's different, it doesn't hit as much. Different being brand new, or different as in sounding different.
Yeah.
And then he put Spotify with mixes as podcasts was what I was gonna hit. So he like, which is what I was saying, I was gonna try and migrate over to Spotify and whatever. It has to be different enough to justify people not just listening to the single instead, because now obviously they can just go and click the thing, innit?
Exactly.
What did he put? Blah, 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 blah. He said if you got in early with the playlists, then you're nice. Like a workout one I followed for years when Spotify was just becoming a thing, and has like 30,000 followers now, just run by a guy who knows. Like
there you
that,
go.
And it's pulling power.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about already. Already, I mean, I'm aware, by the way, that Spotify playlists are not a new thing. This is just saying trying as a new thing. Like I'm aware that people have been doing this, and this is I'm not innovating here.
Yeah. It's easier to maintain as well. You can stay on top of that, like.
Yeah,
like you say, you're more of a selector than having to put all your time into actually creating and whatnot. But yeah, Q's on it. Q's been on them.
Q's got great taste in music, man. So I'm actually going to look up his playlist and follow it, because he's got really good.
I think
taste.
It's called The Vibe. Actually, it might be called The Vibe.
Oh, sick!
But I can't remember off the top of my head. But yeah, I've got one on there, but I've tied it in with the club night, so mine's totally different. Like.
Well, yours is a public one, isn't it? Where people can add their own.
Yeah, man. So I wasn't going to say too much about it, but because it only took a week for someone to bite it in Manny. Won't say no names. So yeah, mine's basically a collaborative playlist where the ravers can add songs to it. So it's built around the club night. So what we wanted to do is eliminate people coming up requesting songs, flashing phones in man's faces and whatnot. So we set one up where in the club it's live. We have the laptop in the booth. Don't get me wrong, it's not a jukebox thing. You don't put 20p in and we play a song. It doesn't work like that. We'll still play our set. But the people within the building are then involved in the general vibe of the night. Do you know what I mean? They can contribute to the soundtrack. So if I go to the Get Loose playlist now, bruv, there's hundreds of songs. It works. Throughout the night, people are uploading songs. It tells you who's uploaded them. And there's everything on there, bro. From like old Mariah Carey to Lauryn Hill to classics to the newest shit, Lil Baby, Gunna, whatever. Like,
yeah,
it works, bro. It actually worked. I didn't think it would work, and it worked.
Sick. That's
it. So on the night, like, we'll do a little bit where we'll flick through and find some of the bangers and whatever, and it tells, and like, we've got a host, so we can big up people, tell people to interact, get involved. People are adding new H joints and like new coffee or just everything, bro. Classics, Lil Mo, Fabulous, whatever. Like, yeah, man. So that, I'm just gonna stick with that as my thing, because no one else ain't doing it. So that's me for now.
Bringing
the people together.
Yeah, man. I think that's a great idea as well, man. I think that's a really, really good idea. Very innovative.
And, very innovative.
Yeah,
very
like innovative. You say, it's innovative. Innovation's key, mate. And yeah, I think it's cool because, like you said, you're bringing the people in, like the people that. Not only that, you can see in advance what kind of people are coming, man. You can see the kind of tunes that they dumped in, if they're on your wavelength or not.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Imagine if you got like bare cheese music in there, fucking Spice Girls and YMCA and all that shit.
Yo, you're making me want to lock.
I wouldn't turn up to the night. I'd be like, fuck. What have I done?
Well, to be fair, yeah, I'm looking at it. There's no. Nah, it is. It's all music that's on the level. Mist, Heady One, Western, K Trap, yeah. Nave Smalls, The Plug,
Sick.
Nav. Like, there's some left field ones on there that I don't even know. Like, some unknown Asco joints. Yeah, man. Big shit, bruv. Big shit. Nice. Big things.
Anyway. Nice.
Anyway.
Good shit, man.
It's been fun.
All right, you know what? Because we've done it, we've spent basically almost an hour just slewing mixes. Let's big up a DJ. Choose one DJ to big up that you think does sick mixes that people should check out for.
Okay, fuck.
No, I tell you
hell.
What, here's what we do. Drop
nah,
one
nah,
of
nah,
your,
I've got one. I've got
mixes.
Mine. I've got mine already.
Name one of your mixes that people need to listen to, and name one DJ that they need to listen to.
Right, so the DJ that man needs to listen to, bro, it's RV, man.
RV.
RV, bruv. Like, I check. He's one of the only man out there that I check everything he posts, because the creativity and the mashups. Then then like within the mix, he'll do an a cappella with a beat and whatever. But then on his Instagram, he'll do a video mix of it.
Oh, okay, yes. Yeah,
and make
sick.
It into a flicky edit, like around the mix. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Arvy, bro, I reckon he could be one of the tidiest in the UK, bro, when it comes to that Mixcloud thing. I really do.
Yeah, DJ Denz does that with the mashups. He always does like a video.
Denz does it as well.
Well, Arvy, I've just clicked onto his Mixcloud. He's got 57,000 followers. He's doing bits.
Bro, he's doing this. This is the thing. He's got a sick following, but he's mad, super creative, sick. G. Like, yeah, he's levels.
I literally just followed him on Mixcloud. I'm going to check him out. But yeah, go on. Name one of yours that people need to listen to as well. One of your mixes.
Bloody hell, bro. Fuck it. Let me just narrow it down to one out of the 200 that's on my Mixcloud.
You shouldn't do so many then.
I know. To be fair, bro, the one that's been popping the most is probably my summer one this year. So, Nothing But The Hit Summer 19. It's on there. Yeah. It's at the top of the page. That's the last one that I've done. It's done numbers. There's loads of new shit on there, loads of new Manny artists. But creatively, I've flicked it up on there a little bit, man. Your a cappella edits, your little remixes and whatnot. Trying to add a little bit of flair on there. But yeah, other than that, probably some of my artist ones, bro. I put time into them. My Michael Jackson one. Yeah. Pause.
The R. Kelly one.
Imagine.
The Jimmy Savile super mix. Gary Glitter mix.
Oh my God.
Fucking hell.
The thing is, with the artist ones, I try and build them like like an audiobook flex. Like, there'll be snippets in there with like them in the studio and like little bits of them when they're talking to like interview, like within interviews and whatnot. But then I'd fix it all around music and all that other shit.
That's it.
They're a little bit different, but they work, man. I've only done like 10 of them. But some of them are random. There's like a Ryan Leslie one, Beyonce, Michael, Tupac, Justin Timberlake, Aaliyah. Did a Drake one, a Stormzy one, Jay-Z.
Nice.
Destiny's Child.
And that's all on your Mixcloud, yeah?
They're all on Mixcloud, G. All on Mixcloud.
Good shit. Well, mine is, I'm going to say, yeah, go and check out my 2019 summer mixtape, because it's the best summer mixtape that's out, that dropped this year.
I'm just saying.
But no, the DJ I would say to go and check for is DJ Cable. He does annual mix. I think at the end of the year I think throughout the year he collects all like the best rap and hip hop tunes that happened in the year, and then towards New Year's around like Christmas time and that, he drops it.
He does the AD mixes in it, the one with like 900 songs on.
Yeah. So this one will be like 2019 AD. And they're about 3 hours long because he puts all the best ones through the year. But it's such a great concept, just the best of the year. But it's very good selection, and like he digs as well. It's not just all the obvious, all the tunes that were number one through the year. Like he does some proper digging, and I would say rather than the most popular songs of the year, he puts the best songs of the year. Does that make sense? Like, so
Cable's got
a very, very good, he's got a wicked taste when it comes to hip hop, but in those mixes. So I'm saying DJ Cable needs to be checked for. So if you lot are listening and you want some new good shit to listen to, yeah, so DJ RV's Mixcloud, DJ Cable's Mixcloud, and that's it. Hashtag talk over podcast. Yeah. See, I said it. I said podcast, not podclart.
Yeah, man. Podclart. Subscribe to the ting. It's not Apple Music. It's Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podclarts.
Is it?
Yeah, Apple Podcasts. Yep.
This guy.
Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yeah, man. Do you know what? Yeah, one thing I've noticed since we started just doing audio, it's actually getting more traction.
It's better, mate. It's less work as well, which is nice.
Yeah, people just ain't got the time to sit there staring at a screen no more. I think most people that even play it on YouTube, it's just like they've just got it on.
Yeah, and you
background.
Know what as well, because this is going on forever, this outro. But I think because I know a lot of DJs listen to this after the club, like when they're driving home. So, and if you have YouTube on, you have to have the screen on. You can't turn it off, otherwise the audio stops. So having it on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, it means you can just continuously listen. So yeah, once again, thanks to everybody that does listen. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Subscribe, follow Apple Podcasts, Spotify, hashtag Talkover Podcast, DJ Double and DJ Stylus. And this is the longest outro in the history of life.
Yeah, man, time to go. Let's go. Bye. Safe.